why Jobs Bill ain't enough. When President Barack Obama made his speech before a rare joint session of Congress on his Jobs Bill, he spoke with an intensity that has seemed to be missing since Inauguration Day, 2009. The reason is simple. The worsening economy, joined with the gnawing unemployment problem, especially among black voters, threatens to make the nation's first black president a one-term president. Falling poll numbers, of course, also played a role. And his bill, if it should pass, and that's a big if given the political complexion of the U.S. House, would seem to have measurable effects on the jobless rate. But what poses a problem for this program is it doesn't address the 300-pound gorilla in the room, NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, and its inducement to employers to flee U.S. shores for cheaper labor abroad. Unless and until that contradiction is addressed by both White House and Congress, jobs bills are but Band-Aids on bullet wounds, period. The sad truth is that capitalism is in crisis, and it is cannibalizing every conceivable source of profit. Thus, unions are whipped into submission. Public schools are undermined. Foreclosures are escalating, and politicians are openly for sale to the highest bidder. Unless NAFTA is either repealed or seriously amended, the siphoning of good-paying jobs can only intensify with direct consequences for unemployment, falling or stagnant wages, declining taxation, and the further destruction of social services. In a nutshell, the system is broken. One bill, even a $400 billion bill, won't make it work. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.